This is the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. The University of Louisiana at Monroe is once again hosting its annual Guitar Festival next week. All of the events in the festival are free and open to the public. My guest, Dan Sumner, is an assistant professor of music education and guitar. He's also the director of the festival. Welcome back to the ULM Forum, Dan.
Hey, thanks. It's great to be here.
The Guitar Festival at ULM, certainly always something that has a little bit of something for everyone. This year, no different, but also as it grows, it seems like you get better and better artists over time.
We have a great lineup this year, and we're really proud to bring all these guys in. I think you could say it's a little something for everyone. We've got a couple of really young guys that are coming in, some dynamic players, and we have a couple of returnees. Stan Smith is coming back, and Kane Buds is coming back again to give another concert and a masterclass, so we're very excited.
So starting out on Tuesday this year with what I find just to be a completely fascinating idea, the concept of a guitar orchestra.
Yeah, this is the third year that we've done this. And the idea is that if you have a guitar, bring it. If you don't have a guitar, but you have the desire to come or the willingness to try, even if you've never played guitar before, even if you don't think you can.
Any experience level whatsoever?
None at all. Just the desire to try. And we have, every year I've had people that have shown up and, you know, said, who here has never played a guitar? And several hands go up. And it's great. So I've got my ULM guitar majors go right to those people, and they show them how to do what we're going to do. And basically what we do is we put together a couple of different pieces that I've written, and they have four parts. They're very simple, and the four parts go together to make a really beautiful sound. So the first part, you know, the beginners will play that. It's the simplest part. It requires the least amount of guitar knowledge, and then you just can step up from there. If that's too easy for you, then you do part two. And if that's too easy for you, you do part three. And then my guitar majors are often struggling with part four, even though, you know, they can all play really well. So, you know, there's something for everybody in that. And it's an opportunity for guitar players to get together and play together, which is something that we rarely get to do.
And probably a good experience for some of your students to take on teaching if they hadn't done a lot of that before.
Yeah, it is. It's great for them. Last year, we had 45 guitar players on stage. The year before that, it was like 30. And the year before that, it was 23. So we're building every year, and it's fun. So I encourage everybody to come out. And, you know, there's zero pressure. No one has to take a solo. No one, you know, has to stand in front of people and give a speech. I mean, even if you don't have a guitar, Matt Shepard from Matt's Music brings over a bunch of guitars, and it's also a chance to check out those and see if you want one, or, you know, it's a fun night. We always have a great time.
Then on Wednesday, the guitar ensemble from the university is performing.
That's the student night. So all the ULM guitar students are going to play solos, duos, and then we have a few ensemble pieces. They're going to play La Folia by Antonio Vivaldi. We're very excited, and I think they're kind of nervous about it because it's a really tough piece for them, but it's sounding great, and they're doing that. And a piece by Andrew Bird that's been arranged by a former student of mine, Nelson Johns. It's called Plasticities, and so this is the world premiere of that arrangement. It's a really neat, beautiful, pulsating piece of music. And then some younger students are going to be playing too. I have a couple of fantastic high school students that are going to perform. I have a couple of recruits that are coming here as guitar students in the next couple of years that are going to cut their teeth on the stage for the first time. So it's going to be fun.
Then on Thursday, really, when you start bringing in the big guns, really.
Exactly. And Thursday's concert starts, and the first half is Kane Buds, who is a Ruston native, or he lives in Ruston. He's not a Ruston native, and teaches at Louisiana Tech. He's a fantastic classical guitarist, and he's put together a really exciting program. He's going to be playing some of my favorite classical guitar music, some Domenico Scarlatti and some Leo Brower. So I'm excited about that. The second half of that concert, we have Cliff Hines. And Cliff is from New Orleans. He's a young guitarist in his mid-20s. I first met Cliff when he was in sixth grade, and I was teaching in and performing in New Orleans, and he came to me as a student. And so he also played in my band at Lusher High School. And he went on to UNO, studied with Steve Mazakowski, and now he's found a way to make his way in the guitar world as a young professional. So I wanted to honor that and bring him up and also give him a chance to come up and give my students a chance to come, to have him here and say, what do we do when we graduate? How do we
make a living at this?
Yeah, how did you do it? And so I thought it's going to be a great story. He's giving a clinic on Thursday morning at 11. The public is welcome to come in and talk. It's a master class in clinic where he's going to talk to the students and play for them and hear them play and tell his story. If you were at the festival last year on Wednesday, you heard Steve Mazakowski, Lou Romanis, and Martin Mazakowski. Martin is Steve's son, and he's just a virtuosic upright bass player. I told Cliff, I said, you can come up and play solo, you can bring somebody with you. And he said, I'm going to bring Martin. So Martin's coming back. He's going to be here again this year. And he just blew the crowd away last year. He was in my Lusher band as well. So I'm really proud of these kids, and I'm happy they're coming back, and they're playing wonderfully, and they're going to knock some people out. So that's Thursday night. So two halves of the concert, and they're going to be very different from each other, but both great.
Then on Friday, you get on the stage, too, with Stan Smith.
I do, and what an honor that is. Stan is really one of the great pedagogues in guitar. He's a fantastic guitarist, really a master to a lot of us. And Stan teaches at Capital University, where I did my undergraduate work many years ago. He performs all over the country and all over the world. He's a published author. He's got books on Hal Leonard about how to voice chords on the jazz guitar.
And wow.
Yeah, my students here just, love him just like I do. He comes here and with a few words can change lives. He's a great teacher, and we're going to have a lot of fun. I'm going to play some solo stuff. I've got some Beatles arrangements that I've worked on this year that I'm excited to bring out for some people. And Stan will play some solo pieces, and we'll play some things together, and we'll probably have a guest or two on that one. We'll be unannounced until you get there. So.
And you actually brought some Stan Smith, so we're going to hear. I want you to set this up, though.
Okay. Stan has a number of recordings, and I brought one called Silent Memory. This was recorded in 2003 up in Columbus, Ohio. I think you'll like it. And we're going to hear the track called 18.
Music of Stan Smith, who will be performing with Dan Sumner and others coming up next Friday night as part of the ULM Guitar Festival. My guest, Dan Sumner, is the guy responsible for all of this guitar fest. Everything really coming together for a Saturday night finish this time. It's a little bit different, finishing on a Saturday instead of on a Friday. But Brent McPike.
Brent McPike, he is just a fantastic classical guitar player, a great jazz player as well, a writer. He sings. He does all kinds of things. Brent is adept at playing in so many different styles, including bluegrass and Brazilian music. He teaches at Indiana State University in Terre Haute. And he had a student a few years ago, named Solly Burton. And Solly Burton shows up as a guitar major. And he's a good guitar player, an excellent bluegrass player when he came in. And Brent found out pretty quickly that he also played mandolin. Well, his mandolin chops are just, all the way to the moon. The kid can play, and he's fantastic. He has been on From the Top, the NPR show, and he's won numerous awards for both his flat picking guitar playing and his mandolin playing. And so they've been performing as a duo now for I think about 5 years, and they've released a couple recordings, and they've toured all over the country. They're putting together a program of all kinds of stuff, some Renaissance music, some bluegrass, some jazz, some Brazilian music, and some popular music. I think the three of us are going to play an Antonio Carlos Jobim song called Chega de Saudade together. So I'm excited about that. I've never played with Solly before. I've heard him many, many times. Brent McPike, here's full disclosure, his parents and I were friends long before we were both born, and back in Indianapolis, back in the late 60s. Brent's a little bit older than I am. We've been friends since we were little kids. And there are pictures of us in like a playpen playing together when we were like two.
Well, what a treat to be able to collaborate on things now as professionals, too.
Oh, yeah. It's an honor, and it's fun to have a friend like him.
Well, so you brought a recording of him, too, and I think you're featured on this recording, too.
I am, yeah. This is Brent has put out two different recordings with a band somewhat recently. One was in 2009. I think the other one was in 2011. And I'm on both of them. We had a great time with it. I'm calling him Brent. On the poster, it says B.G. McPike, so that's his professional name. So now we're going to hear a piece off of the second of those records that we did together.
Brent or B.G. McPike performing there with Dan Sumner and others will be performing at the ULM Guitar Festival next Saturday night. Dan, certainly all of this on the website at ulm.edu.
Absolutely. It's right there. ulm.edu/VAPA. All the concerts are free and open to the public. They're all in the Emmylou Biedenharn Recital Hall, except for Tuesday night, which is in Brown Auditorium.
Terrific. Dan Sumner is an assistant professor of music education and guitar and also the director of the ULM Guitar Festival. Dan, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks a lot.